my choices for this month, which is like leading up to the end of the month to Halloween. I like to read at least one spooky book in October every year. And over the past year or two, I've been reading the Small Spaces Quartet books by Katherine Arden, which is a middle grade series that there's four books. And my understanding, although I don't know if I made this up, is that each one is set over a different season of the year. So the first one's in the fall, then there's a winter one, and I think the third one was in the spring. So I assume this will be the summer one, the fourth one. So I've read the first three, and I have the fourth one checked out right now, but I haven't started it yet. But it follows a group of friends who I don't believe they actually start off as friends, if I'm remembering right from the first one, that they're classmates who become friends through a shared experience. But they have like each season, they seem to have like a scary experience that's tied into a character or entity that they refer to as the Smiling Man. So the first one is set, they go to like a cornfield or to like a farm. So they have adventures with like scary scarecrows and running around the cornfields. And then there's a winter getaway with family. And then there's one that's set on a boat. And now the last one, Empty Smiles, is what appears to be set at a carnival. But yeah, that's my on my to read list for this month. Like a light scare is lovely. And I like this series so far. Figure
Why
I'll finish it off.
light scare, my idea of a light scare is awesome friendly kids spooky story. It's just very funny and not spooky at all, and that's exactly why I like to read it.
Cool. Yeah, I feel like these stories, like I don't actually get this series in particular that I'm mentioning, the Small Spaces Quartet. I wouldn't say I get scared by them in the sense of like I'm not scared to like go outside in the dark or be at home by myself while reading it. But I feel like it feels scary for young readers. Like I could see it being scarier if I was the age group that it's intended for. I don't know. I've also read some middle grade novels that did make me feel a little nervous in the dark. So I do know those books are out there, but maybe it's about setting too. It's like the last one that I read was set on a boat. So maybe if I was like on a boat in the middle of a lake, maybe it would be more scary. But I'm not there. Anyways, before we go for the day, we'll just do a final reminder to our listeners. We're wrapping up the fall pledge drive today, and we are looking for generous listeners, donors out there to support community radio, support WGXC, help us stay on the air by pledging your support to WGXC, becoming a monthly supporter. You can sign up online at wgxc.org/donate, choose your monthly commitment, your monthly donation amount. Our current donors give between $5 and $300 a month. So it's really whatever fits your budget and your desired donation to WGXC. You can choose your amount, and it's really easy to set up at wgxc.org/donate. But if you do want some help setting up those donations or want to talk about other methods of payment, you can also call 518-697-7400 to talk with someone at WGXC. And on that note, we'll say goodbye for the day, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
Bye.
Into the void of space, we shine a light, a flickering force, moving at eternal pace on an infinite voyage. Explore the magic. We are never too old for new worlds to align. Life is not a race, but a moment to embrace the journey.
Stargazing, five and her eyes glazing. We just wanna party, party just for you. We just wanna party, party just for you.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. This is Paper Tiger Radio, special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
This is great.
But I have one of the VHS
independent narrowcasting.
Less than it costs to buy a real good radio.
This is WNYU too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really? Right, we're now going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep yours close to the mic. Guys know what's called. We're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here, that's the thing. Tell me if I'm going to bump into some guys.
It's not them, is it?
Of the WGXC afternoon show. Now we're going to head down the road to Catskill on Main Street, where Club
It was okay.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. Sorry for spooking you a little bit, but if you look at the calendars, it's Friday the 13th, so we decided to do something a little bit scary, and what's especially scary is what they're doing to Dragon Ball. They've messed up my series.
Welcome back.
But we're going to talk about that later, and right now you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7
FM,
WGXE, Acre of Catskill, Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org.
Thank you for having me back again, once again. I am DJ Shamani, your time engineer.
And I'm your host, DJ Cola, and we will be right back after this song and some news, and you know the biz.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, October 13th. Local early morning temperatures range from 34 degrees in Steventown to 45 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 58 degrees. And as for that foliage out there, after this weekend, Windham and Hunter are donezo as we are passing peak. Kingston area is around 65%. On the other side of the river, things are a bit greener. Hudson down to Poughkeepsie with around 40 to 50% changeover. And you know what? The next changeover is, well,
Those pretty leaves turn to toothpicks and wet naps all over the road, and they have about the same friction coefficient, so make sure your vehicles are ready for the wet leaves and soon snow on the road. At the very least, check your tires before something spooky happens. Today will be cool and sunny with a high of 61 at 3 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 45 degrees. Then, tomorrow, rain chances enter the area around noon. We will see a high temperature of 56 degrees at 1 p.m., and that will linger through the afternoon. After dark, rain chances for the most part disappear, and we will have a low of 45. Sunday, dry, partly cloudy, with a high of 56. Monday, still cool, coming in at 57 degrees with a slight chance of rain all day. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 2:43 a.m., low tide at 9:14 a.m., high tide again at 3:09 p.m., then low tide, once again, at 9:33 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 61 degrees, and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 6:05 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:01 a.m. Looking way up, we see plasma winds will be slow at 367 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening, and the current sunspot number is 126. This has been the better weather, and if you think it's cool or hot or whatever weather term the kids prefer these days, the best way to show some love is to head on over to WGXE.org and hit that donate button. Now, how many buttons are you going to hit today that will be that satisfying?
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Republicans removing Republicans is in the news again. First, 8 ultra-conservative House Republicans voted to vacate Kevin McCarthy from the role of House Speaker, and now Alex Galt at Johnson News Service reports Representative Mark Molinaro and other Republicans want to expel George Santos. The Long Island Republican was charged October 10th with another slate of campaign finance crimes. White House Republicans complained they could not trust McCarthy. Santos is widely considered the most accomplished liar in American politics. On October 11th, Molinaro and 4 other New York House Republicans introduced a resolution to expel Santos from Congress. Molinaro said, and I quote, "George Santos is a liar and a fraud with a growing rap sheet. I have said and continue to say he should resign. Since he won't, I am supporting a resolution to expel him from Congress," end quote. Representative Elise Stefanik, who backed Santos in his campaign for Congress, is silent so far about expelling the Long Island representative and did not answer a request for comment. Stefanik represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District. Molinaro represents the 19th Congressional District and recently moved to Leeds. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Larry Rollison reports for the Times Union that National Grid Utility is predicting that home heating costs could drop 18.3% this winter compared to last year. The prediction is based on expected weather patterns, wholesale natural gas prices, and other factors. If so, that would mean $143 in savings for the average National Grid customer over the 5-month winter period. National Grid officials also bragged about setting aside $6 million to offset bills for low-income families not covered by federal winter heating assistance programs. Melanie Littlejohn, National Grid's New York Vice President for Customer and Community Engagement, said, and I quote, "While reduced heating costs is certainly welcome news for our customers, we recognize that energy prices can still add to the financial burden for those who are struggling with higher costs at the grocery store, gas pump, and elsewhere," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. New York's Foliage Report says local leaves are getting closer to peak colors. The report says, and I quote, in Greene County, reports from above 1,200 feet in the town of Windham expect a mix of peak and past peak foliage with at least 90% color change and orange, yellow, brown, and green leaves of average brilliance. Some areas still have good color, but some trees, especially maples, have lost lots of leaves. There is less foliage change in the lower elevations, with midpoint to near peak color in the valley, including lots of yellow, while areas along the river are mostly green, with some trees just starting to turn. In Albany County, spotters at Thatcher State Park in Voorheesville predict near orange and yellow, plus some browns, reds, and greens. In the Hudson Valley, Columbia County volunteers in Hudson expect near peak foliage with 60% color change and average to bright shades of gold and yellow, along with some shades of red. Color progression varies throughout Columbia County, with some reports from 40% transition and some yellows and splashes of red leaves, while spotters in Poughkeepsie predict 40% color change with mostly yellow leaves, plus some reds and oranges shining through. End quote. Go to New York's Foliage Report for more information. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
7. We get like this, you wish the too far. It ain't been a day that I ain't been happy, purse I pop. Yeah, Lord, they told me that they broke, that's not my problem. Yeah, you know he tastes the game, you know he poppin'. Yeah, you got time to play with that side poppin'. Yeah, I told my that no one need a topper, a bopper. I pulled inside to slam, I chopped it up like helicopter. Slide in the coffin, the driveway.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. And today, a few days ago was a very, very special day. Today is too.
A day ago.
Dragon Ball fans have been revealed a new trailer, and I have watched it. My lovely sound engineer, Shamani, has not.
Whoa.
And it's a wild ride. They do so many things to the characters.
So what is this called?
Dragon Ball Daima. And spoiler alert, if you have not seen the trailer, we Daima. Are going to be spoiling the absolute
what
Dragon Balls
mean?
Out of it. I don't know.
What
I think
does
it means
Daima
like
mean?
I think it means like evil in Japanese. That's what I've heard.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait, I may have to do this so that way those are full. Why is there a light here? Okay, I haven't been here in a while, so a lot of things have changed, people. Cut me some slack. Can you see?
Yes.
Okay, so I kind of want to know what Daima means.
All right, and once again, this is going to be the last spoiler alert. We are going to be spoiling the absolute Dragon Ball out of this.
Daima. Daima meaning.
Oh, wait, click again on the top. In Japanese.
No. Oh, wait.
No, that's Swahili. So, click up again. And, that one. Oh, yep. So, when you literally translate it...
I mean, in English, it says always.
Separately, the characters separately mean big and great evil. Together, though, it's like its own new word. So, it's like a spin on the translation of great evil, and it sounds cool in Japan.
Cool. Okay. So, we're big Dragon Ball fans here, if you can tell, because even my Gmail profile, it's of course Goku.
I'm wearing a Dragon Ball as a necklace right now.
Yeah,
wearing. I got the 4-star ball right here.
All
right,
3, full screen.
Full screen.
Okay, 3, 2. Oh wait, no, my fault. 3, 2, 1, go.
And then we get another countdown.
Oh, 5, 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
19.
The beginning of it is so good.
1989, okay. Dragon Ball manga.
Boom. Fast forward. 1986, Dragon Ball anime. The original Dragon Ball.
1989, Dragon Ball Z.
Dang. Cell Saga. And then.
1996, GT.
And then a big jump forward.
Love GT. 2013,
we got
the Dragon Ball Battle of Gods movie. 2015, Resurrection F movie.
And then, you know, we got the
2016,
great, lovely series
Dragon
of
Ball
Dragon
Super.
Ball Super.
2018,
we got Broly. Of
Broly,
course.
I forgot about that. I was worried about that.
And then we got Super Hero.
And then 2022,
I love
Super
Hero.
I watched Super Hero on Crunchyroll. It was W, not sponsored. 2023. Oh. Nothing. It's just 2023.
I can't wait to see your reaction.
2024. What do you mean? Oh? What is this? A show? A movie? A game? A game?
It's a show.
What's this animation style?
Original work, story, and character design by Akira Toriyama,
ooh,
the father of Dragon Ball.
Hold on, I gotta scoot in. Okay, Supreme Kais of Time? Who are you guys?
An all
new series. Hold on, I gotta do with this. I got never before told in Dragon Ball.
The reveal. Da 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 da.
What?
Animation is really good. I'll give them that.
No, I definitely give them that. Generon.
So.
Ooh, now it's Danger Wedge. So is this the GT universe?
Nope.
Dragon Ball 40th anniversary. So is this, oh my god.
Yup.
Can I pause this?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so it reminds me. My apologies. It reminds me of.
They GT'd the whole thing.
It reminds me of those anime spinoffs. Like they do when they make them really, really goofy and like stupid.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know is how, that I how feel. This is gonna Everybody's be. Everybody's a kid. So if you're.
Everybody's a kid.
Master Roshi. Grandpa,
but they don't
Ox
look
King.
Like it. They're like just shrunk down versions,
like little, yeah, like little pop figures.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of Funko Pops.
That's the main reason I think they made this, just to sell more figures.
Okay, let's first pause. 2 minutes and 25 seconds in the video. Goku looks like Gohan. I meant Goten. Time travel. Oh, everybody's. Like, everybody's a kid.
One thing I am upset about is that Goten and Trunks finally just aged.
So does that mean that they're not bored?
Yo.
That they're not bored?
Nah, that'd be crazy. I don't know. I've heard some people speculate. I've heard some people speculating. This takes place before or, like, as a rewrite of a Buu saga.
That makes no sense.
I don't know. This is official Dragon.
But that would make no sense if this took place in like as like a Buu saga, because the super timeline follows Z.
Yeah.
Besides some
I don't know.
Key, like besides like some key tweaks.
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine.
Because then he it'll be so right rewriting like Z, which we have done before, but like
yeah.
How would you guys like
I mean, want to click play? Let's see.
I didn't want to know if Gohan or Trunks are in this.
Right?
Because
it'd be cool if everybody else got turned into a kid, but Goten and Trunks stay the teenagers. Like,
I would love that.
That would make sense.
Let's
continue
this. Okay, Vegeta. Oh!
I do
hold
like
on,
that,
hold
too.
On.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Goku's got that
that's
powerful.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. I just want people to know that's beautiful. This image I'm seeing right now is beautiful.
I like, this is a little controversial in the Dragon Ball community, but I think I really like Dragon Ball better than Z. And my favorite arc of Dragon Ball ever was the first world tournament with Goku fighting
Roshi?
Yeah, as Jackie Chan.
I like Z.
I like
but
Z.
I like GT better than Z.
I really like.
That's just me.
I think I like Dragon Ball the best, because, like, Z, you already got Goku as an adult. Like, you get to see Goku as a kid, and that's just so precious. I love it.
Now, this shot, I don't remember the last time I've seen the Power Pole. And I don't think I've ever seen Kid Gohan, Kid Goku use a Power Pole since GT.
You know what would have been so cool if they did in the Super Anime?
What?
You know how Future Trunks uses his sword?
Yeah.
If Trunks got his sword and started using his sword, and then Goten inherited the Power Pole.
That would be fun.
And they fight, and they Goten and Trunks train with Trunks using his sword, and then Goten using his Power Pole.
You know
what would be such a fire scene?
What?
Trunks cuts the Power Pole in half,
and
then Goten takes both of the Power Poles and extends them both onto him.
Stupid. Bro, I don't. When was the last time I've seen the Power Pole? Has it been GT?
It was actually in the Dragon Ball movie, I believe.
The last scene of Broly?
I think it was in Cooler. I think you see it in Korin's Tower. Gohan climbed up it. I could be wrong.
Maybe, but Nick, like, I generally can't remember.
I like
the last time I've actually seen a Goku, like a Goku with a Power Pole.
I can remember the last time he had the Nimbus Cloud when he was training for the Tournament of
yeah,
Power.
But like, I don't really, the actual last time I've seen a Goku with a Power Pole, like a kid Goku with a Power Pole. Cause I've seen adult Gohan, adult Goku with a Power Pole, but it hasn't been all there. Like we never see him use it.
Yeah, right? I mean, let's click play. Let's see if he uses it somewhere.
I just want to say, this is such a great shot. I need to see a Gohan. Oh my god.
I do want
to
see Gohan as a
Wait,
kid.
Oh my god.
If he has Kid Gohan in design. What?
Kid Gohan design.
That would be fire if he was the original Kid Gohan.
Teen Gohan.
No, I'm sorry. The Kid Gohan would be fire. Like toddler Gohan.
Oh my god. I need to see a Goten.
My favorite Gohan was the one training for the Saiyans.
Yeah.
When he really fleshed out and got his confidence. Yeah. That's my favorite Gohan arc. Second being Super Saiyan 2.
I need to see Gohan Kid. And I need to see. I'm about to play it.
Yeah.
I just need to see a Kid Gohan next to a Kid Goku and a Kid
Vegeta.
Gohan and Vegeta and Trunks. I don't care for Kid Trunks, but like
we see Trunks or Goten in this.
I need to see that all three of them together looking alike.
Or maybe this takes place somewhere in between Cell Saga and the Buu Saga.
No, because they would still be alive. They would still exist.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
and if you look at it, this is a super fit. That is a super, and you could even look at his hair. That's super Goku.
You're right.
And if you look at it like as they were like being de-aged, that uniform that Vegeta has is from Super. It's polished.
Huh, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, let's go into
let's,
it.
Let's.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that's sick.
Kid Bulma. We've never seen Kid Bulma before. Wait, rewind that. Go back. Was that Kami?
This?
What?
I don't know if that's Kami. There's no way that's Kami.
Is that a Namekian?
That has to be a Namekian. Look at his eyes. That's Namekian. That can be
what?
Piccolo? No.
No, Piccolo's a kid. Supreme Kai's a kid.
Okay, but no foot, no shoes, Goku Kid. Now, this, I can't tell because some of these look like these could be super variants of his gi, but...
Well, if the Supreme Kai is in it, it has to at least
be Z, around Z, because this looks like his Dragon Ball Z gi.
Yeah, let's see if we get any more, like reveals.
Maybe if I see the back of his gi.
Yeah. When we get Piccolo or Vegeta, we gotta
Okay, that was just...
That was
fun. Could we... I wanna watch... After this, we may have to watch this or something. I'm not gonna lie. Oh.
What? That looked like Toa from Xenoverse.
Did you not see it? That was Bibbidi.
Yeah, I saw Bibbidi. Pause it. Right now. That looks like Toa.
I thought the same thing.
And Toa is canonically Babidi's sister.
Is she?
Yep.
I did not know that.
TFS taught me that. Love Team 4 Star. Yep.
That could be his son. Actually,
looks like Babidi. So, like, maybe... Wait. Maybe it is a retelling of the Buu arc.
It could be
Deborah. They wasted Deborah.
Not Deborah. Is that his name?
Yeah, he's the Demon King.
Yeah, right. Okay, I wasn't mugging. I know my lore. I wasn't mugging. Come on.
So maybe it is a retelling of the Buu arc, because we see Supreme Kai and Babidi.
So far.
I wouldn't be too mad if they rewrit the whole Buu saga, because I didn't like the ending of the Buu saga at all.
Does that mean... It would make no sense, because... At the beginning, when they turn... That wish turning them into kids, you see a timeline of things that we've seen. Maybe they went back
That's
in time.
That's a good point. Unless it's just not chronologically the same, like how Star Wars did the third, fourth, and then fifth movie, or the fourth, fifth, and sixth, and then 1, 2, 3.
Maybe. But
you
want to
hear a joke? You want to know why they did it that
way?
Because Yoda was naming the scripts. 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
Man, let's see. That's a white glove.
That's Babidi, I think, his hands. It's small little hands. Maybe. That's the Buu arc. That's unmistakable.
This looks like memories. This could be a time travel
there
movie.
There is a guy. There is a whole, almost there, cursed. A
there,
whole.
There's a guy here.
And I think maybe that's
and there's
Deborah.
Someone in that chair.
Maybe Deborah.
There's someone in that chair.
I'm guessing Deborah.
I need to know who this is.
Right? Maybe Deborah's assistant? Rewriting? All right. I mean, play, I guess.
It looks like we're looking at memories.
Yeah. Or they're looking at memories.
They, yeah, they're looking at timeline.
Ooh, maybe, maybe. It's an alternate timeline of the Buu saga.
Maybe. All right, I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
Unless you got anything else to say.
No, no, no. All right, that's my best guess so far. That's Super. That has to be Super.
Nah, this could be Z. Is that how you end it? That's how it ended? Alright, so, can we watch this in slow-mo? Real fast?
Sure, but before that, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. And if you want to give us your opinions on the new Dragon Ball trailer, hit us up at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. Ourtownourtruth, R as in O-U-R, because it's just as much your show as it is ours. And we're going to go into the daily news update.
After this. Real fast. All right. So this is why I'm confused. So
I think that's just the date all of them came out.
Yeah, but also,
my guess is that
is it sped up? Am I speeding this up? Or am I actually slowing this down? I can't.
My
tell.
Guess is that it takes place in the regular Buu saga, but like time travelers maybe went into it and are
maybe?
Trying to alter it.
Kind of like Xenoverse.
Yeah, like maybe a Xenoverse, like an alternate timeline thing. That's something they could easily write
this
it off.
This has
to.
To be the underworld, like an underworld palace. Look
I
at
love
it.
That. It looks so
it's,
cool.
It's on fire. It's dark. It's edgy.
It definitely is. And Daima means evil, too. As we, it means a great
evil. Looks
like
an evil dragon.
The best translation of Daima is a great evil, so.
That looks like.
Random.
This looks like
bro.
Like,
that looks like Menaka. I'm sorry.
Right, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. This looks like it could be like an evil Kai.
That's what it looks like too.
At least
I
mean, to me.
I like that. An evil Kai.
Or maybe like a. Like a. Like
I wouldn't
a,
mind an evil Kai villain.
Like a time fighter, or like what is, what do they mean?
What if it's an evil Supreme Kai of Time?
Or I don't know.
I think it's an evil Supreme Kai of Time. That's my guess.
Cause look. I'm seeing.
Yep.
These are
it
all Z memories.
That looks like a giant anime clock that's projected.
These are Z memories. Look, mm-hmm. That's from Z. Buu Saga.
It's all Buu Saga. Yep, and look at that. You know how when they do a spell, like that looks like a clock? That's what it looks like zoomed in?
Look, these are all Z memories. None
and
of these.
And all the Buu Saga. Majin Vegeta, Deborah, Goku's Spirit Bomb against Kid Buu.
Super
literally.
Saiyan. Okay, Spirit Bomb.
Yeah. So,
but
my guess is it's a Supreme Kai of Time. An evil Supreme Kai of Time. That's
okay, you see, we see Gohan. We see Gohan, and we do see.
That's Gohan fighting against, what's it
yeah,
called?
Yeah, and we see Buu, Super Buu. And we see Gotenks.
Yep. What? Wait, what?
Yeah, that's Super Buu fighting Gotenks.
Is that new? I don't remember that, unless it's anime filler.
Didn't that yeah, that happened.
I think that was anime filler. I don't what? Think it happened in the manga, but it was anime filler.
I remember it happening in the anime.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Alright, let's see. Let's break this down more slow.
I like how Hercule is a kid. That's something I like to see. That's funny.
Okay, I'm seeing Goku crouch behind a rock. A whole bunch of, like, just, like, Z Buu Saga.
It's all Buu Saga.
I see nothing.
It's all
the tournament.
Buu Saga. Goku, wait.
The tournament yeah. With Goku and Z, though.
Yep, and then down, that's the rematch.
That's the rematch, yeah.
It's not the original one, because you can tell Vegeta's not wearing his Saiyan armor. He's wearing
okay,
Bulma.
Okay, Goku. Fit. Super Saiyan, we see
bro,
nothing.
Bro, I'm sorry, the villain looks
Majin,
so goofy.
Majin Vegeta. More Majin Vegeta. Goku and Super Saiyan 3. This has to be, there's no way it's not anything that has to do with a Buu Saga. This is all Buu Saga stuff. All Z stuff.
Literally. I don't like the way them.
Oh, neither.
Looks like
but
a
this,
fish.
This is just a cinematic shot, though. An all-new series.
So where I just need to know, like, if this is an all new series, is this another universe?
It's our same time universe. Travel, so in time travel in Dragon Ball Z, when you time travel, it makes splits. A new timeline.
Yeah.
So my guess is that it's a different timeline where an evil Supreme Kai of Time goes back and tries to help Deborah win and help Boo win.
Makes sense.
So that's my guess. So it's kind of like a rewriting of the Boo saga, but an alternate one that can
this
exist
could
at
be
the same
a henchman.
Time.
That could be a henchman. Either that or it could be like Bulma.
Yeah.
Not sure yet, though. Not it has to be because it's a ship. Alright, Link. That has to be like Bulma or something, right? Or like a villain?
Well, that kind of looked like an alien ship, like almost Frieza's.
Maybe.
That's what it looked like, at least.
The galaxy? Is that a galaxy? No.
Maybe the underworld.
Maybe?
I think
never,
so.
Never before told.
Yep. So it's an alteration of the Buu saga. That consists of...
I didn't see this the first time.
Yeah, that's the main villain.
That must be the main villain.
So it's an alteration of the Buu saga that can simultaneously exist with the other Buu saga.
Now,
what?
Okay. He's looking at the ship that we just seen in a past clip, that last clip.
Mm-hmm.
You think, why did he get so big? He's saying something. Oh, I...
Rewind that. Let's see those hands. No, wait. You're already past it.
Did I?
Yes.
No, I rewinded accidentally.
Yeah, go forward now. Yeah, right after the...
Ow!
Sorry. Oh my god.
Alright, so...
Here.
Is it?
Can I see the keyboard?
Sure. I think I'm almost there, right? Or did I pass it?
I got it. You can go frame by frame like this. We got the frame by frame here. Alright, it's still fad. Yeah, it was after this, I think.
Wait, do we... Real fast, I just wanted to know...
There was, like, some hands.
Do we get to see what their uniforms are?
It's Buu Saga, I think.
It has to be. I think this is Gohan.
That's Vegeta.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my fault. Oh, I didn't pay this much attention.
Wait, Marin's alive. So.
And she has blue hair.
But that looks like her super fit.
Yeah.
That's not her Z, that's not Buu Saga.
And Marin, wait. Marin's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that looks like Super 18.
Definitely.
And it's a birthday or something. Look.
Yeah. All right. Let it play again. I want to see where the hands come in.
This is... Oh!
We didn't see that before.
We didn't see this before.
Goten and Trunks are infants.
They're infants now. We just got them aged and they're infants. See, I was right. I thought they were going to be unborn. They're infants.
They finally aged. I really think they should have kept Goten as a Gohan clone if they wanted to bring Kid Gohan back, or Kid Goku back.
Could this be, like, Beerus? No.
Maybe.
Piccolo?
Maybe.
Piccolo?
That kind of looks like Whis.
But this looks like Piccolo's shoes.
Beerus. That's Beerus. That's Whis. No, I don't know. Mm-mm. On pause?
Because look at this. Yeah. This is like a Kai fit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it going.
This is a good shot.
Yeah. Go. It's past the underworld a bit. That's an interesting frame.
Someone's splitting a planet.
Yeah, go back. I remember. Let me try something. Oh, wait. Maybe not. Put it in normal speed for me. I'm sorry.
I was trying to break it down. That's why I put it in this.
Yeah.
I was trying to see if I can see any other frames.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that. Because there was a splash of a hand. No, keep going. Yep, it's over here.
That That was the only flash of the hand that I've seen.
No. Is it past this, maybe?
Because there's nothing past this.
Here, let's just watch it one more time. I'm sorry. I swear there was a hand.
The only hand that I see is that white glove, and he's like this.
It's like a projection of light.
We don't care about this. But cool. Can I skip this?
Maybe put it on times two speed. Maybe when they first made the wish?
Maybe.
It was like a projection of light.
Cool.
Alright, this is the part, maybe. The Evil Castle. Original work story character design.
This has there's y'all can't tell me nothing now that this don't take somewhere anything around like Z or like Busada.
Let's let this be the first. Huh? I swear. Was it right here?
This is when the wish was made.
Who made the wish? And how did they not notice?